Title: Delay Modulation for Haunted Echoes, Advanced Ableton Live for Drum and Bass. Alright, welcome back. This is an Advanced Ableton Live lesson, and we're going deep on delay modulation for that haunted echo vibe in drum and bass and jungle. And I want to set the mindset right away. In rolling DNB, delay is not just space. Delay is rhythm. It's movement. It's tension. It's a shadow groove sitting behind your drums. Haunted echoes happen when you combine three things: modulated delay time, filtered feedback, and just a touch of pitch drift. And the real pro move is doing it in parallel, then resampling the best moments into fills and transitions. By the end, you'll have a reusable audio effect rack called Haunted Echo Bus with three parallel chains, a tight ghost tap, a warp tape echo, and a runaway swell that's dangerous but controlled. Then we'll talk about where to place it in a DNB arrangement, and how to print those tails into weapons you can edit like jungle. Let's build it. First, set up the bus. We're doing this on a return track because in drum and bass, consistency matters. You want one shared spatial character across your snare throws, your vocal chops, your stabs. And you want to automate send levels rhythmically without committing an insert effect to every track. So create a return track. Name it something like Return A, Haunted Echo. Now, before we even drop any delays in, put a utility at the very start. Keep width at 100 for now. The point is not that utility is doing magic yet, it's that we're thinking like mix engineers. We'll manage width deliberately later, and we'll also have a clear place to control the return if we need it. And a key rule, this is a true send effect workflow. Inside the delay devices, we want wet at 100%. We do not want dry signal coming through the return. The dry lives on your source tracks. The return is the ghost only. Next, drop an audio effect rack onto the return. Create three chains and name them Ghost Tap, Warp Tape, and Runaway Swell. Chain 1. Ghost Tap. This is your tight, rhythmic, spooky repeat. The kind of thing that makes a snare feel like it left an afterimage in the room. Start with echo. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 note. If you want more jungle swing, try 3/16. Keep feedback controlled, around 25 to 40%. Then filter inside echo, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 10k. We're basically saying, no low-end mud, no brittle top-end, just that mid-range ghost. Now modulation. Keep it subtle here. Set mod rate somewhere around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. And mod amount around 5 to 12%. This is one of those places where less equals haunted, and more equals broken tape machine in the worst way. We want movement, not seasickness. Stereo width inside echo can be around 60 to 120%, but you're going to be careful with anything that creates width in the low end. Haunted doesn't mean your subs disappear in mono. And add a tiny bit of echo's internal reverb, like 5 to 10%. We're not trying to make it a reverb effect. We're smearing the repeat edges so it feels like a presence rather than a metronome. After echo, put an auto filter. Set it to a low pass 12 dB slope. Put cutoff around 4 to 8k. Add a little resonance, like 0.6 to 1.2. That slight whistle on the repeats is part of what reads as eerie. And if you want it to respond to dynamics, add a tiny envelope amount, maybe 2 to 5, so louder hits open the filter a touch. That gives you that the ghost reacts vibe. Then put a utility. Turn bass mono on around 150 to 200 Hz. This is a club safety move. You can widen the tops, but your low mids and subs shouldn't be flapping around in stereo. And level-wise, keep this chain subtle. It's the chain you should almost miss when you mute it, but definitely feel when it's gone. Chain 2. Warp tape. This is the pitch uneasy one. It's darker, grittier, and it's the one that makes vocal ad-libs or stabs sound like they're being replayed by an unstable machine. Start again with echo. Sync on. Set time to 1/4 note, or try dotted eighth. 1/8 dotted. That dotted timing is classic for rolling movement because it pushes against the grid in a musical way. Set feedback around 35 to 55%. Add a hint of character noise if you want texture, but be tasteful. The real haunted energy is modulation and wobble. Set mod rate around 0.1 to 0.35 Hz. Mod amount can come up, 12 to 25%. This is where the pitchy haunting really starts. Then wobble, keep it subtle, 5 to 15%. Past that, it can go from paranormal to seasick, and in drum and bass you can ruin the groove fast if the delay sounds like it's falling downstairs. Make sure wet is 100% again. After echo, add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn color on for density. Here's what you're aiming for. The repeats feel closer and more threatening, without the return getting way louder. In fact, A lot of good delayed design is psychological. You're increasing perceived intensity without increasing peak level. Then add chorus ensemble, but use it like micromodulation, not a 90s super wide chorus. Set it to chorus mode, rate around 0.15 to 0.4 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, and dry/wet 10 to 25%. You're creating a little paranormal width and instability, but the original source still needs to feel like the leader. Then auto filter for cleanup. High pass 200 to 500 Hz, low pass 3 to 7K. Dark is big indeed NB. Bright delays can sound small and annoying, and they fight hats and snares. Chain 3. Runaway swell. This is controlled chaos. This is for builds, fills, and those moments where the echo feels like it's trying to escape the track. Safety first. This chain gets a limiter. No debate. Start with echo. Sync on. Set time to 1/8 or 1/16. 1/16 is tense and fast. Great right before a drop. Set feedback high, like 65 to 85%. Then filter it hard. High pass 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass 2 to 5K. Ominous. Band limited, not harsh. My mount 10 to 18%. Mod rate 0.2 to 0.8 Hz. This is one of those where faster rates can become a special effect, so you'll probably automate it rather than leave it wild all the time. After echo, put redux for lo-fi horror edge. Pitch reduction around 8 to 12, sample rate around 8 to 15K. Heap dry/wet around 10 to 30%. The goal is corrosion, not total destruction. Then put the limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB is a good starting point. Default look ahead is fine. This limiter is your seatbelt. It lets you experiment without your master getting nuked. Then utility after that. Pull gain down minus 3 to minus 10 if needed. This chain can easily dominate. You can optionally adjust width here, but keep checking mono compatibility. Now, teacher moment. Gain staging inside feedback systems matters more than almost anything else. Treat each chain like a mini mix bus. You want roughly minus 18 to minus 12 dB FS RMS on the return before the final limiter. Don't just crank until it sounds cool. In echo, output level and feedback interact. If you want longer tails, try lowering output a couple dB and raising feedback slightly, instead of boosting both. That keeps the loop stable. And throw a spectrum at the end of the rack while you tune it. If your ghost gets louder every repeat, you're probably feeding energy into resonant bands. Filters and saturation are usually the culprits. You either tame the resonance, darken the loop, or reduce gain. Next, we're going to make this rack playable with macros, because haunted echoes are not meant to be static. They're meant to be performed and automated. Open the rack's macro controls. Map these. Macro 1. Ghosts and tone. Map that to the cutoff of the ghost tap auto filter. Macro 2. Warp depth. Map that to warp tape echo mod amount. Macro 3. Tape time. Map that to warp tape echo time, with sync still on. And yes, you can map sync time. It'll step through divisions, so it's great for phrase changes. Macro 4. Swell feedback. Map that to runaway swell echo feedback. And here's an advanced tip. Set the macro range so it never goes truly infinite. Keep it something like 60 to 88%. That way you can get momentary infinity vibes without accidentally making a loop that lives forever. Macro 5. Darkness. Map it to the low pass cutoff across all chains. This is huge. One knob to make the whole ghost world retreat into the shadows. Macro 6. Width. Ideally, put one more utility after the entire rack on the return, and map width there. Give yourself a range like 0 to 140%, and every so often, hit mono and listen. If the echo disappears in mono, you've got too much stereo trickery inside echo or chorus, and you should simplify, then rewiden later with utility. Now let's talk modulation musicality at 174 BPM, because this is where advanced people separate from random knob turning. If the groove starts feeling nauseous, it's often mod rate interacting with your sync division. Here's the rule of thumb. Slow drift, around 0.03 to 0.12 Hz, reads as creepy movement. Mid wobble, 0.15 to 0.45, is audible pitch sway. Use sparingly. Fast, above 0.6, is special effects only. Otherwise, it starts reading like chorus, not haunted space. Now the arrangement moves. Because honestly, the rack is only half the story. Haunted echoes shine when you choreograph them. Move 1. Snare after image on 2 and 4. Send your snare into the haunted echo return at a low level, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Then on the last snare of a 4, 8, or 16 bar phrase, automate the send up for one hit only. That's the key phrase. One hit only. The result is a ghost tail that signals end of phrase without needing a riser. Move 2. Vocal chop haunt throws. Pick one word, one syllable. Automate the send sharply up, then immediately back down. If you want it even tighter, you can put a gate before echo on the return, so only that loud throw triggers the delay. Then the return stays quiet until you summon it. Move 3. Resource stab punctuations. Send short stabs, not sustained notes. The haunted echo should answer the stab rhythmically. Try 3/16ths or dotted eighths so it syncopates against a two-step. You're basically writing a call and response between the dry element and the ghost. Now, the big D&B unlock, resampling. This is where you stop beating a person with a delay and start beating a person who manufactures samples. Create an audio track named Resample Echo. Set its input to resampling, or route it specifically from the return if you prefer. Arm it, then record while you automate swell feedback or warp depth. After you record, chop the best tail moments. Make one shots, make reverse hits, make ghost fills. Then process the resampled audio like a proper D&B asset. EQ8 to cut below 150 to 250 Hz, a tiny room reverb if you want it to sit, an auto filter sweep, and fade outs to avoid clicks. This is how you get that sampled from a rave void character without cluttering the mix with constant long delays. Optional advanced move, if you have Max for Live, add an LFO. Map it subtly to echo mod rate, or to echo filter frequency. Use a sine or random smooth shape, rate around 0.05 to 0.2 Hz. Keep the amount small. You want creep, not wobble. And here are a few pro-level variations if you want to push it further. 1. Dual-time detuned echoes. In the warp tape chain, try two delays in series. Echo 1 at dotted eighth, modest feedback. Echo 2 at 1/16th or even 3/32nds, lower feedback and darker filtering than the first. It creates a shifting polyrhythm that still locks to tempo, and it feels supernatural. 2. Midside feedback sculpting. Put EQ8 in M/S mode inside a chain. On the mid-channel, high pass harder, like 300 to 600, and low pass lower, like 3 to 5K. On the side channel, let it beat a little brighter, maybe 5 to 9K, and maybe slightly less high pass. That gives you a dark, controlled center while the mist lives on the sides. This audio version is shortened for playback.